Following a private fundraiser at a Madison hotel, Clark told reporters he's on a mission to rebrand Democrats as what he called a full-service party with both a domestic and an international vision for the country.
We think our approach is right. We believe in equality of opportunity at home, and we believe in dialogue and discourse abroad. We see that force should be used only as a last resort.
As he did during his presidential bid, Clark accused President Bush of taking the nation down the wrong path in Iraq and laid out a thumbnail sketch of his plan for success in the war. It includes supplying U.S. troops with the armor they need to survive, training Iraqi police, and working more closely with Iraq's neighbors to end the insurgency. He criticized Wisconsin Senator Russ Feingold's call for withdrawing U.S. troops by the end of next year.
It's better if you don't set a deadline, a time deadline. It works against you. I think what Feingold has done is he's really captured the moment in terms of expressing the frustration, the anger, the concern of the American people for what seems to be an unending series of tactical engagements without any strategic significance in Iraq, and what looks like a losing strategy. And I think, you know, Senator Feingold should be commended for that.
Clark also praised Wisconsin for leading the nation in upgrading its package of benefits for military veterans, and he urged state politicians to lobby the administration to adopt a similar package at the national level. Clark says he has no current plans to run for the White House again, but there were several people wearing Clark in 08 buttons and T-shirts at the news conference. Clark insists he's focused only on helping elect Democrats to Congress in 2006. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.